Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. It's been so unattended and so poorly kept.
Begging for attention.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is just, it's hungry. You're on the air.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My sister is Scout in that, and I actually call her Dr. Scout sometimes.
Hold on. So you mean your sister is Scout, as in Scout and Big Gulp,
Scout and Big Gulp.
By the way, she has her own little intro when she calls the show. Let me play it for you.
It's full trucker effect.
FD, baby.
Lesbian style.
So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm gonna make sure you can hear it again. Hold on, one time.
It's full trucker effect.
FD, baby.
Lesbian style.
So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises.
Scout and Big Gulp are on the phone.
That's how much of a celebrity Scout is. And nonetheless, so what do you got? Is she okay?
Yeah, my sisters are great. I love them dearly. But she always talks about Dr. Dan, and recently I had like 3 surgeries in 14 months, and 2 were in 6 weeks.
What kind of surgeries?
I had to have my large intestines removed, and then there was 2 complications afterwards to where they had to go in 2 more times and do some stuff.
Leaks?
So what's happened is it's like, I had some partial bowel obstructions after the surgeries. And so what ended up happening was it's like it's affected my bladder like really, really bad. And that, so I ended up seeing my primary care doctor. But before that, my sister Scott, she kept saying, oh, well, you know, Dr. Dan talks about this. And, you know, she called it the JJ rejuvenation.
Oh, so you're having a little bit of stress and incontinence?
Incontinence? Yeah, it's like it's affected my, like, for whatever reason.
But where do you live, ma'am?
Oh, I live in Arizona.
Yeah.
No, it's hard. The laser doesn't quite reach that far.
Yeah, the cord only goes to New Mexico.
Right.
Well,
nonetheless, Dan could probably find a reputable person that is, if you told us where you live, that he could give you a recommendation on, you know, like, you know, a person that has, is it called the Diva machine? What is
it called? Yes, the Diva. And it's a vaginal rejuvenation laser that helps fortify the tissue around your urethra and sphincter so that you have less stress incontinence. So it does help. Cool. And there's other versions of it, and they all seem to be pretty helpful.
So Dan has a procedure that he does specifically for this, and I'm sure there and Diva is the brand name of this particular instrument that Dan uses. But if you could look, if you could look, probably in your area for plastic surgeons that have the Diva machine, that might
First suggestion.
Yeah, that's Dan's. I'm Dan's assistant.
Thank
so
you,
there you go.
Oh, you're doing a great job, Bubba.
Thank you. You wouldn't believe, Dan, having been in radio now for however long and having experts like, you know, first of all, I'm an expert at penises. I'm an ex. I don't because I had Dr. Mark in your. I mean, like a guy could tell me what his penis symptoms were, and having been with Dr. Mark for so many years, Dan, I just pretty much knew the answer.
Right.
Having you as a doctor, and then all the lawyers I have, and the child custody issues, and all that stuff with Regina, I'm pretty well. I'm not a lawyer, a doctor, or anything, but I'm kind of a like I kind of know a little bit about a lot of it. Just by having heard all of the advice that you guys have given, you know, I've taken it all in.
Mm-hmm. You've paid attention.
But listen, man, you know, Dan says, look around to a reputable board certified plastic surgeon in your area that has specific, the specific machine that Dan uses is called the Diva. And that's it kind of, it's tailored for kind of exactly what you're going through.
Well, what's interesting is my primary care doctor right now, she had recommended, pelvic therapy, like physical therapy.
That helps.
You know, and stuff like that. So I'm kind of doing that, like, right now. And
like Kegels, like doing Kegels?
Yeah. All that stuff and stuff like that. But I don't, me personally, I don't feel that it's working. But
I'm Kegeling right now, as a matter of fact.
It was funny. I had told Scout, I said, you know, I said, she told me to do this, this, and this. And it's like, I'm doing it all the time. She goes, well, do you think you're doing it too much? I said, well, I don't know, but, you know.
Oh, you could never have too strong of a Kegel. I mean, you could never have, you know, you'd want like almost a power lifting bodybuilding Kegel if you could get one.
Sure would.
I mean, because it can hold off. It can, if you got a strong enough Kegel, you can even hold off an orgasm.
Right.
You know how you get to that, you know, and listen, man, maybe you haven't had one in a while, but you know how you get to that point? But you know how, like for a guy, for instance, and we're about 85% men audience, when you get to that point, you know, you get right to that point, and Dan, you get selfish and get that last little gimmick in, and you can't Kegel it off, and you just let it go, or you actually can Kegel it off and go a little bit longer. Am I not right?
You sure are.
Every one of us guys, you know, it's based on how strong your Kegel is. And if you've exercised your Kegel, like I'm right now, I'm just really supersetting my Kegel. But if you really build up your Kegel, that's not only your cut off your urination muscle, but it's also cut off your potential orgasm muscle as well. Could snap a pencil with mine right now.
And yet you still prolapse.
Do you Kegel?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, they have me doing like 8 different exercises right now.
All right, so while I have you on the phone, I want you to Kegel with me right now. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Tight. Now go ahead and let it go. Now tighten.
And you gotta breathe. You gotta breathe while you're doing it.
Okay, well then how about you?
It's important to breathe.
You know what? How about this? I'm an amateur. How about you walk me through a Kegel? How about you walk us through a Kegel?
A guided Kegel, please.
Yes, please. You're the one that's going through Kegel therapy. I'm just kind of a bootleg Kegler, nonetheless.
Amateur.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Walk us through it. And everybody on the show, including Anna, let's participate, please.
Yep.
Let's go ahead.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to count to 3, and then everybody's going to tighten. Count to 5. Make sure you breathe, and then release.
Man,
okay.
Dan, this bitch is a pro at it.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Tighten and breathe. Count to 5. Release.
Oh. I bet you Scout and Big Gulp are playing along right there in the Peterbilt right now.
So you hold for 5 seconds and release. You don't just keep flexing it.
I like doing I like doing mine like a rabbit's nose.
Are you doing
I like mine. Mine's like a little chipmunk. I like to like keep mine. Mine's like a Pac-Man. I got a Pac-Man Kegel. Mine's just trying to eat the dots. But you're saying, man, we're supposed to 1, 2, 3, hold it in, then
hold it for 5 seconds,
breathe, and then after 5 seconds, let it out.
Yeah, so she said, like, as you're walking, you're sitting, or, like, standing and sitting, and then it's like I lay on the ground, bend my knees, and lift up my pelvic area, and as I'm doing it, I've got to breathe and, you know, count to five, and then, you know, release, and then I lay back down on the floor.
Right. Now, are you sexually active? Are you getting any?
Not right now. I'm a divorced. I've been divorced for a couple of years, yeah. So no, that ain't happening right now.
But do you miss the D a little bit?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're
61, so you're still, you know, you probably still like the D at 61.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, now, are there guys? Are you attractive nonetheless?
I don't think that I am. No.
Yeah.
But my sisters say that I.
Yeah, but even big girls can get D at the bar. I mean, like, if you're at the Dallas Bowl at 3, I mean, you know, you just, if you wait around long enough, you can get some D. Any girl can. I mean, would somebody not at least second that for me, please?
Yeah. Second.
Okay. Yeah. If you're a woman, it doesn't matter what you got going on. I mean, you could be 109 like Anna, or you could be 249, you know, like, you know, me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 279. You could be 279 like me, or 109 like Anna. And if I stay at the bar long enough at 279, laying heavy, I'm going to find some old honky-tonk that wants to take me out back. I'm going to tell you that right now.
God bless.
And there's some guys that like big, that specifically like big girls. So, you know, you got that going for you. Yeah. When's the last time you had some real good D?
Let me see. In 2020.
Really?
Oh, pandemic,
yeah.
D.
Yeah. Do you have like at least a device of relief nonetheless?
No, but there was a situation that happened just before I got divorced when I was living by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up, you know, you get stuff delivered to the house and stuff like that.
Oh,
wow. I did not look at the name on the box because I assumed it was my, you know, my package.
Oh, I thought we were going somewhere else with it. I thought you took the delivery back.
We're going to get somewhere. Trust me.
All right. So go ahead. So you get this box in and you just automatically assume it's yours. So you tear it open.
I open it. And it's a dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, my jaw dropped, and I'm like, what the hell?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more, but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, I didn't order this.
Yeah, I love dildos.
I'm sorry. And so so you're like, okay, well, listen, you know, the guy next door, his wife, who didn't get their delivery, she'll never know that it wasn't, delivered. It got lost in the Amazon mail. So let me go ahead and take this little dildo out for a spin, right? Nonetheless,
and take it for a ride, right? No, that didn't happen. So then,
what do you mean it didn't happen?
Hold on, she didn't tell us.
No, it didn't happen. So what happened was this. I went ahead and I put it back in the box, and I looked at the label, and I'm like, oh, God, this isn't mine. This belongs to the two gals across the street.
Mm-hmm.
In that. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I put tape back up? Do I tape it back up, and do I just go leave it on their doorstep? Do I give it to the postman and say, you got the wrong house? So I ended up taking it to the post.
Man, this is a real this is a real bummer of a story. I mean, I thought it was going to be At first, I thought it was going to be, this is where I thought it was going to go. I opened the door up and this package, and there was this hunky delivery dude, and he took me out back and railed the hell out of me, and oh my God. Okay, so then once that wasn't the story, then I thought it was, I got this dildo, and it was addressed to some, but so I just took it out. I was like, you know, hey. Let me go ahead and take this thing out for a spin, and I did, and oh my God, it was one of the best, it was one, like a kangaroo rabbit kicker with a Hitachi willy, and you're telling me that the high spot of the story is that you taped it back up and took it to the post office? Like, that's where we're going with this?
Yeah, so I was like, I was worried I was going to get in trouble because I had someone else's package and I opened it.
Now, why, so what kept you from trying it?
No, I'm not. No, I've never done that before.
Wait, is that how the story ends? Or
man, I would have gone across the street and busted out and was like, here comes the party!
I would have said, you guys thought you were going to have a one-on-one dildo party. Well, guess what? Little Susie across the street wants to get involved. It's a three-way!
I was just
going to
say, yeah, did you expect
me to
like, let's have a threesome?
Ma'am, Scout is a very sexual woman. I mean, borderline predator. And I mean, for real, like we had her on the air yesterday and she's like, she's a full blown predator. She wants it way more than Big Gulp. And she's always just, you know, she'd do it every day if she could. How can her sister be so, you know, frigid, if you will?
I don't know.
Happens all the time.
Mm. Which, you know, have you heard about these Hitachis?
No.
Been missing out.
If I could get one of these Hitachi units to you, would you use it, or are you just going to take it back? You know, duct tape it back up.
Would I take it back to the post office?
If I sent it to you,
her name on it.
It was to you from me. One of these Hitachi deals. Would you now? Do you masturbate?
No, I've never done that either.
What? Liar. Liar.
60,
no, I'm serious.
Ma'am.
Liar.
Ma'am.
No.
Come on, Penny.
Oh, my God.
Come on,
ever
Penny.
Liar.
No.
Stanley
no.
the Sniper, $10 on the Cash App.
This is what's really funny. Yesterday, when I was talking to Scout, and I was driving home, and that she goes, well, I'm going to text you the number for Bubba, and you can talk to Dr. Dan. And I said, this is what's really funny, because I said, here I am going to be talking to them about my vajayjay, and my nickname of all things is Pickle Puss. Since
yeah,
the time
pardon?
I was you know, like you 3 years old.
Hold puss on. Without the pickle.
You know why your nickname is Pickled Puss? Because it's becoming pickled for non-use. That's what things do is they get all pickled
it's
up.
It's grinding and atrophy.
Poor little thing. I mean, so what makes you so anti against anything sexual? Like, you know, like what would it hurt to try to masturbate? Like, I mean, do you live alone, Penny?
Yeah, I live by myself.
All right. So there's no, like, nobody going to walk in on you. And, you know, are you physically, I mean, are you physically enabled
yeah,
enough to be able
opposable
to,
thumbs?
To hold on to a, you know, an instrument and put it down by your vagina? Can you physically do that?
Yeah, I have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Yeah, and you're limber and you know, you're not an amputee or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
So what would it hurt? And Penny, how old are you?
62, she said.
61, 62.
I'm 61.
And when I asked if you had any D, you're like, oh, God, no, but I miss it. So what?
Right.
So you're obviously, you know, you do enjoy having an orgasm nonetheless, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what would it hurt in the privacy of your own home to mm-hmm. for me to send you a device that women swear by and you try it? And then call us back and give us a book report on the deal. But you got to open your mind, Penny. You got to open up your mind. You're thinking like a grandma. You're 61 years old. You're not necessarily
in
your sexual prime, but you're not a dried up raisin nonetheless. You shouldn't be.
No, that's true.
So I mean, if I did get you a Hitachi, would you would you try? All you do is you just put it on top of your vagina, like you put it on top of your clitoris. That's
it's
all
so
you do.
It's so big. You don't even have to get it in the right spot. Just anywhere close to it, and
it's
you'll
not
be fine.
And it's not even like anything that enters you. It's not even that barbaric.
It's on
just
the outside.
It's a clitoral orgasm, which is kind of an outside deal. It's nothing very barbaric and 12 inches long, and it's nothing like that. It's just a thing that you rest on top of your clitoris. That's it.
Gently.
And you apply as much pressure or turn the vibration up to, you know, from 1 to 10 at, you know, whatever feels best for you. And then you just, you know, you enjoy yourself.
What would it
hurt? Like right now you're like, nah. Like, what would it hurt? It might open up a whole new horizon for you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, is this something that I can, you know, I can literally have Amazon drop ship one to you in the next day or two if indeed you'd want to do that for me.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
No, nice. But you can't lie. This is Scout's honor.
Scout's honor. I don't lie. I don't do that.
Yeah, so I'll send it. No, you said
Scout and Big Gulp will definitely be okay. Did you do your thing yet? Did you do your thing?
Yeah, they're pulling for me. They're pulling for us. They're pulling for you.
Everybody's rooting for me. Right?
I mean, the doctor said he can't. As a doctor, he can't recommend a better remedy. Like this would be exactly other than going and finding a plastic surgeon in your area that specializes in vaginal rejuvenation, particularly maybe the Diva machine. Masturbating and getting some life back into your vagina is certainly what I would think Dan would be healthy, would it not?
And orgasms are thought to improve the musculature and blood flow of the vagina and may help with incontinence.
Yeah.
So this may help continue to improve your functional vagina.
This could help fix your vajayjay.
And the thing is then I might not have to do the... I would still do the... You know, the JJ tightening and stuff like
sure.
that, but then I might not have to have the rejuvenation.
Right. You never know.
And you may not care. You may just have such a fun, you know, day that, like, I'm great.
You may have such a mind-blowing orgasm that you're like, man, I'm good. If I do this once a day, once every other day, whatever, I don't even need to be. So I'm,
I'll wear double diapers. Yeah, this is what I need.
So I'm dribbling a little bit. Who cares?
You can buy a wearable one. You could be relentless.
So anyway, I'm going to put you on hold, and Lummy's going to get me your information privately and your address and stuff. And I'm going to ship you. I'm going to drop ship you one of these. And Lummy, I would probably suggest a plug-in one, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yes. They make them plug-in and they make them like battery. But the battery operated ones are. I mean, is your bed fairly close to a plug-in? I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
It's on all sides.
Yeah. Sure. Great. So I'm going to put you on hold. And now, Penny, don't do me dirty on this now, okay? Like, for real.
No, I won't. My, it's really interesting because there's 12 years between me and Scout and that, and she is just more like total opposite of me, you know?
Yeah, she likes sex. She loves sex.
Well, she likes, as we say in the family, she loves attention. But we say, oh, you need tension, meaning attention. It's like, you know, a joke type thing. That
right.
We
it's,
always
it's
do
fa- all us families have our own little language.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And
well,
the thing is,
you know what? I'll tell you what needs tension right now is your vagina. That's what needs tension. Right, Dan? I mean, it's been so unattended and so poorly kept.
Begging for attention.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is just, it's hungry. It's hungry. You've starved it. It's like one of those little kids with a big belly over in Africa. It's starving. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold, Penny. And so now, now Penny, since you've never masturbated, like, you don't even know how to do this, do you?
No.
I'm going to tell you how to do it right now in the most friendly term.
Give me a lesson.
You plug it in and you turn it on low.
Lowest. Uh-huh. The lowest.
Lowest, okay? First of all, you're nude on the bed, okay?
But Bubba, maybe she should have it maybe a layer of material before, too, just to kind of like, she's so new to it.
Yeah, maybe keep
over
her panties
over her panties, just so it's just not intense.
So take all your clothes off except your panties, okay? Plug this thing in. Get comfortable on your bed. You know, make sure you don't want your windows wide open.
Dim lighting.
Yeah, exactly. Dim lighting, some candles,
maybe some music.
You know, I don't know if you get high or not, but if you do get high, do you get high?
I have. Yeah.
Okay, maybe get high. Maybe get a little high. And then I'm just, you know, just maybe get a little high and make dark lit, you know, cool. And then get nude, maybe take a shower, you know, make sure take a shower, get all clean, towel off, lay the towel down on the bed. Make sure leave your panties on and then not while you're in the shower, but once you get out and then take this machine, put it on lowest it'll go. And then literally kind of start, you know, moving it around, you know, your clitoral area until you probably find an area that feels best. And maybe that setting that you have it on low is, but you can increase the intensity and you might just be your mind may be blown. I mean, if you think about it, she's never masturbated to an orgasm ever. This is going to be the first one.
That's crazy.
Can you remember what our first one was? No, but I bet you it was 3 gallons.
Yeah.
So, Penny, I'm going to put you on hold. I got to go into words. I'm running late. Lummy's going to get me your phone number, your email, and your mailing address with your name, and I'm going to drop ship one to you today, okay?
You're a healthcare hero.
But you have to promise two things. One, that you'll use it, and secondly, that you'll tell us about it.
Okay, I will get your schedule, Dr. Dan, when you are on the Bubba Show, and I will call you guys with an update.
Hold on. Monday, it's really easy. Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays. It's
Monday,
Tuesdays, and Fridays. So you'll probably, you know what I'm thinking? You'll probably get it early next week, maybe even Wednesday. We might get lucky enough to get, you know, to get a report 1 week from tonight, from today.
Sounds good.
All right. Hold on, Penny. Thank you. I mean, we're saving girls' lives daily.
Oh yeah, definitely helping people.
Poor thing has never had a masturbatory orgasm.
It's a shame.
It's exactly why radio is a public service.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unfettered.
Thanks for the info. You got it, dude.
Uncensored, unfiltered, and unfettered. It's Bubba the Love Sponge.